Where you going for that good info? You know you better go to King Yada Williams Show. Let's go. Where you going for that good info? You know you better go to King Yada Williams Show. Let's go. Yada, 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 let's go. Yada, 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 let's go. Yada, yada, yada. Only on King Yada Williams Show. Where you going for that good info? You know you better go to King Yada Williams Show. Where you going for that good info? You know you better go to King Yada Williams Show. Let's go. Yada, 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 let's go. Yada, 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 let's go. Yada, yada, yada. Only on King Yada Williams Show. What up, good people? Welcome to the King Yada Williams Show. This is another edition of the King Yada Williams Show. And in case you didn't know, I am King Yada Williams. But blessings, love, respect, all that good stuff. You dig what I'm saying? Spirituality is at an all-time high right now. It just depends on which way will you go, whose side will you be on. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Whose side you going to be on? I know whose side I'm going to be on. You dig what I'm saying? These demons is out here tap dancing, having a free fall, doing a thing. You dig what I'm saying? You got CERN out here. CERN, the hydro, what is it? Hydrogen collider. CERN, C-E-R-N. Google it. You know what I mean? I think they play a big part in the way and the mannerisms in which people have been acting lately. You dig what I'm saying? I love y'all. It's okay to meditate. You know what I mean? Seriously, close your eyes and just allow peace to come inside of your body and allow your chi just to, the energy, the natural energy inside of you just to spread out into the ethers. It's kind of like soul glow, like what was that? The Last Dragon with Bruce Leroy, you know, that type of stuff. You know what I mean? You have it in you. You just don't know that you got it in you. I love y'all. Y'all are beautiful. You're great people. Quit allowing this world to make you bad. Stay true to yourself. Don't deviate from the you that you are. Fuck the opinion of social media. Fuck the opinion of the masses. Stay true to who you know that you are. When you look in the mirror and what you see, that person that's behind them eyes, you know who that person is. Stay true to that person. All right. This show, y'all, it's not going to be a long show. I'm just letting you know now. I'm still dimming and dabbing. You know what I mean? Like I said before, you might hear a poem. You might hear a documentary. You might hear an interview. It's the Kenyatta Williams Show. So therefore, Kenyatta Williams go do what Kenyatta Williams want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I wrote two poems, y'all. I want to share them with you. I hope that you enjoy them. I've only read them out loud probably two or three times. So just bear with me. I'm going to try to read them as well enough for you to grasp what I'm saying, the point that I'm trying to convey, because my poems are more than just words. You know what I mean? Even though I just freestyle them, they still are, you know, things that's of the heart. You know what I mean? It's just not wordplay, you know, things that's on my mind as well as my heart, you know. So once again, welcome to the Kenyatta Williams Show. Much love, peace, and blessings. Oh, before I get into this poem, I do want to say special shouts out to 19 Keys, Blue Pill, Blue Pilar 44. It's a lot of people, but them two brothers right there, I've been really rocking with listening to them brothers. You know what I mean? And I'm loving what I'm hearing from them brothers. Real talk. You know what I mean? Special shouts out to Dr. Richie Richard also. And I want to say a special shout out to Jean Sparrow. I love just how she's always so positive and putting out inspirational reels and videos and stuff to keep people inspired. I'm trying to learn that, you know. But anyway, Kenyatta Williams, y'all. I hope y'all enjoy. Also, the inspiration of this poem was my daughter that called me at 1:40 something in the morning to let me hear her new song. You know what I mean? My daughter Kiwi. Love you, baby. Love all my daughters. Shouts out to my daughters. Shouts out to my mom. You know, love you. And shouts out to myself. I love me. Shouts out to God for making me be the me that I am. You know what I'm saying? But that being said, like I said, it's not going to be a long show, y'all. It might be 10 minutes or something. I don't know. I'm just basically just trying to share these new pieces that I wrote with you. So hope you enjoy. I wrote them back to back. Mind felt heavy, so I wrote me a letter. In the words of Kiwi, got to do better. Tick tock, tock tick, this world is so toxic. From the nullification of God to the magnification of odd, sick, strange, weird, demonic, perversion. I believe in the energy in the me and me to reverse these curses. Meditate to the frequency. The ethers need nursing. We've forsaken the natural for the artificial, non-organic. My real eye third, crystallized word, triple optic. Choosing higher level topics. Losing confusion and illusions. Stop it. Ethnic envy is moral deficiency. To be socially biased and or spiritually blind, scarecrows, tin men, and cowardly lions. Oh my, how I wonder, how I ponder the thought of what happened to when we had good minds, mental stability, were wise, brains on point, loving each other with empathy, feelings, good spirits, and emotion. Never been afraid to speak out against inequality with notion of good intent, divine element, and time of righteousness. Next poem. Mr. Pure ain't even 100% juice no more. Since when fruit comes without seeds? How? Real is the new fate. We went from building great to kill and take. Wow. We need heal and faith. Detox this waste. Now. I can't wait. That's all I can take. Reverse this worse to best to bless. To less stress and tests. Reverse the regress. I know I'm chosen to speak up and let the me be one respected, not rejected, filled with more blessings and less hexes and vexes from my exes. These tests get so hectic, minute by minute, second by second, hour by hour, day by day, night by night. I fight to clear up sight like Visine. Less falling, more rising. The right rhythm of living, vision of uplifting and gifting. Love, y'all. Kenyatta Williams Show. So I'm going to stretch the zone out to 10 minutes as I'm looking at the time. Like I said, y'all, eventually, you know, I'm going to have 30-minute shows, an hour-long shows, probably even longer than that. But I'm still dibbing and dabbing with the podcast thing. Yes, I was one of the first to do the podcast thing. But at the end of the day, I done deleted a lot of things because I'm still learning the ins and outs. You know, that's why I switched over, like I said, from music commentary to spirituality. Because I didn't even know that you had to have ownerships of the rights of the music to be able to play the songs. You know, at first I was just playing all kinds of different songs, different people that I love. You know, I had my Damian Marley intro, my Lauryn Hill, my Nas, you know what I'm saying, my Public Enemy, Run DMC, all kinds of stuff going. But yeah, I had to delete all that. And be on the lookout for my daughter Kiwi. She got a song that she just wrote and song that I think is so beautiful. It's called Gotta Do Better. And yeah, my baby is gonna be the ishnet. You know what I'm saying? All my daughters are. But I love y'all. Do more meditation, y'all. Please keep y'all minds focused on God. This spiritual warfare is not a joke. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Again, I love y'all. This is the Kenyatta Williams Show. And hope y'all keep rocking with me. I'm out.